Hey, welcome to the Circuit Rider Podcast. I'm Nick Brandt, and I'm one of the senior leaders here at Circuit Riders, and it is amazing to see how God is growing this missional community, both here and around the world. We have gotten so many testimonies of how this podcast has revived people's faith, empowered them into their purpose, and led them into a place of personal freedom. And right now, as the Circuit Riders, we're in a season of expansion, and we need the help and support of our whole community, including you, to meet those needs. So if Circuit Riders has been a source of encouragement, life, or a blessing to you, we are asking that you would become a monthly giver. Something powerful takes place when we move from just a place of receiving to taking personal responsibility in becoming a participant by giving. If you're ready to give, you can donate now at www.circuitriders.com/donate. Again, thank you for listening and enjoy the podcast.
We're excited for tonight. Come on, look to your neighbor. Say, I'm excited. I want to share with you briefly. I brought my laptop out, which means this could go long, but don't worry. All right? I want to share with you briefly. I don't know if it's up there on the screen, but we're going to talk a little bit about devotion to Jesus unto evangelism and reaching the lost. Everyone say, devotion to Jesus unto reaching the lost. And I want you to lean forward, actually physically. I want you to lean forward in your chair. Lean forward, lean forward. So I want you to think about this, okay? I am kind of like your, in a sense, I'm the host of the night. I'm not even the preacher. I'm the host for preparing for what Jesus wants to do in your life tonight. It's really cool because every night we gather with God is special, but I feel like tonight God wants to do something extra special, not because of who I am or the message I'm carrying, but because the time on the clock is now. Come on, how many of you guys know it's time for our generation to know Jesus? Can I get an amen? How many of you guys are hungry to see signs, wonders, and miracles explode across the earth? How many of you guys are hungry to read your word from cover to cover? Can I get an amen? And I got the chair up here. We might not be in the chair that long, but we're going to have a quick family moment. And here's the question I want you to write, okay, in the notes. I want you to take notes. I've heard this line. It says, goats take notes, okay? So I want you to take these notes, okay, as much as you can, and we're going to be sharing about this. This is the final piece of a series that I believe Nick Brandt, right? Everyone shout out to Nick Brandt. Come on, tell him you love him. We love the Brandts, amen? Everyone say, I love the Brandts. And by the way, we're going to go into the message. It was so fun to see even Chloe singing that song years ago, over a decade. I love what Zach, when you came up, and Zach came up and said, no, we got to press into it. Chloe wrote that song, I don't know how long ago, 10, 15 years ago, maybe 20, probably 30, who knows, I don't know. But she wrote it a long time ago, and it's beautiful to see that we're walking in partial fulfillment even a decade later. I hope Chloe hears me, but a decade later, you are an answer to the song that was written. Imagine in another 10 years. Come on, we've been to hundreds, if not thousands, of university and high school stops. What's going to happen in 10, 15, 20 years? Who else is going to be in the room that's not in the room? 10 years ago, if you weren't saved, wave at me. You're like, I wasn't even born. You look good. You know what I'm saying? But literally, you got to realize that 10 years ago, when she wrote this song, she was thinking about you. And I've been reminiscing. Thank you, man of God. This is my, you know, Pentecostal sweat rag for the night, okay? They moved the seats back because I spit, you know what I mean? But again, like I said, Nick Brandt shared on prayer. Everyone say prayer. Prayer. Derek shared on a love for the Bible. Everyone say a love for the Bible. Lindy slayed it with a lifestyle of worship. Everyone say lifestyle of worship. And now I get to culminate it together to talk about devotion to Jesus unto evangelism. And I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask myself this question. Can we be honest? Can this be a family moment? Can we kick our feet up on the metaphorical chair, you know, and the coffee table, even if you're not able to do that? And can we be honest with the state of where we are? Let's not lie to ourselves tonight. Let's have a fun time. Amen. You're here because you know you're ready for it. I've been thinking, like I said before, I've been thinking about original Circuit Rider words when we first gathered in Kona, Hawaii in 2011 from an encounter that happened a year before, talking about messengers, right, that would carry a message of revolution to prepare for reformation. Everyone say revolution. Revolution. Say it like you mean it. Say revolution, revolution. Unto reformation. We had this line that we said that we were square pegs in round holes. I don't know if you've ever felt this. If you're like, I don't feel like I've ever fit in. Has anyone ever felt that? You're like, I don't know if I've ever fit. That's because God has called us and created us to stand out. So we had this line saying square pegs in round holes, okay? And so what I want to do is I want to talk to you about this, and then we're going to practice sharing the gospel together. Practically, we want to share the gospel. Now, again, I kind of let you know about it, but there's nothing that makes us manifest like intercession and prayer and sharing the gospel. Why? Because evangelism and intercession has nothing to do with you. Everyone say, it doesn't have to do with me. Tell your neighbor, say, it don't have to do with you. Tell your other neighbor, say, it don't have to do with you either. You know what I'm saying? So here's the question I want to ask. We're going to try and go quick. We're going to get the worship team up, all right? The title, I told you about the heart of it. The title is, do you really want what you're asking for? I want you to write that down. Do you really want what you're asking for? Can we go there? I know we can, because I got the mic. All right, we're going. We're going to have some fun, all right? And so we're going to read a lot of the Bible, and then I'm going to paraphrase some things, and I want to encourage you to look back through it, okay? But in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, it says this, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want you to hear this again. I'm going to read that same verse, but I'm going to read it in the message, okay? And I want you to hear this because we're going to focus specifically on a few lines in this verse. It says this in the message version, same verse. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Everyone say, walk with me. Walk. Work with me. Everyone say, work with me. Watch how I do it. Everyone say, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. We're going to keep going, okay? We're going to, again, remember, I'm like the host, the conductor, whatever. He's not a conductor, you know what I'm saying? I'm just there, and then Holy Ghost is about to wreck us, because here's the thing is, when we're honest with what we really want, and tonight, if we're like, God, I want all of you, we could get all of him. But the truth is, no person, no pastor, no leader is standing in your way. You're standing in your own way. And God is saying he wants to pour out an increase of intimacy and devotion to him if we would just open up and answer these questions. Amen? We're going to keep going. John 15, 11 through 17 in the message. Again, we're going to read a lot of Bible. I've already told you. It says this, I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy. And your joy wholly mature. And this is in the message version. This is my command. Love one another the way I have loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. Amen. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. Can I get an amen? I told you we're going to read a lot of the Bible. I want you to listen in. I'm preparing you for something. Verse 16, it says, you didn't choose me, remember. I chose you. Think about that. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, speaking to us. He's saying, remember, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Jesus is saying, you didn't come for me. I came for you. Right? John 3:16, we know this verse so much, but we need to see it with fresh eyes of faith where it says, God so loved the world that he gave his son. That next verse talks about that God didn't come to the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world would be saved through Jesus, right? Verse 16, you didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit and fruit that won't spoil. Other versions say fruit that will remain. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. Come on, I taught in the school today, and whenever we read the Bible, we always say, that's Bible. Okay, on three, we're going to say that's Bible, all right? Ready? One, two, three. That's Bible. Say it like you mean it. You guys were worshiping loud. I want you to say it like you mean it. Ready? One, two, three. That's Bible. Come on, I'm setting you up into a place, because here's the thing is, we're asking the question back to the front, do you really want what you're asking for? Okay? Just I want you to think about that, and we're going to keep going. Hebrews 11. Again, 1 through 2, 5 through 6 in the message. Listen, let the word change you. It says the fundamental fact of existence is this, trust in God. Everyone say, trust in God. This faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguishes our ancestors and set them above the crowd. Other version says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Amen, Duke. Look at that. He felt the Holy Ghost. Someone say, Holy Ghost. That's a family moment. Come on, Duke. Okay, check this out. We're going to keep going. By an act of faith, verse 5 and 6, Enoch skipped death completely. They looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. It says, in other verses, it said, Enoch walked with God and he was no more. Imagine that, being so close to heaven that God says, you're closer to my hood than your hood. Let's just hang. Just come on. And Enoch vanished. Why? Because he had that type of walk with God. This is OT. This is Old Testament. Somebody say Old Testament. For some reason, we're okay with having a relationship with God through other people. I feel like tonight, God is getting ready to say, would you have a relationship just with me? Can I get an amen? Do we want what we're asking for? Think about it. I want you to think about it, right? Keep going. It says, we know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. It is impossible to please God apart from faith. Someone give me an amen. Amen. And it says, and why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Come on, let's pray together. Lord, I thank you so much for tonight. Lord, we pray, Lord, would you make tonight clear? Would you encounter us, Lord, in a fresh way? Lord, we just pray that you would continue to increase what you have for our life. And Lord, we're just praying, Lord, will we answer the question tonight, Lord? Do we want what we're asking for? In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody said? Amen. You know, I said this to the school. You know, I'm going to talk about a story with Chandler and I, which is hilarious. But I said this to school. Is anyone grateful for the prayers that God did not answer over your life? Come on. Let's remember, you might still be in this stage, 15, 16-year-old. You're like, he's the one, God. He's the one. Geronimo, he's the one, God. And you're up here, you know, in your corner in the house of prayer, in your closet, you're saying, God, if you would love me, God, would you give me him? And what happens? He chose someone else. Everyone say, oh, no. You're heartbroken. You're saying, God, do you even hear me? And then what happens in 2 years? You go, man, dodged a bullet. Thank you, Jesus. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Can we be honest, family? Can I get an amen? Amen? Come on. I was making fun of that moment, but let's be honest. Come on, bros. You know, 17-year-old you were like, she's the one. Like, what's her name? The one. What's her last name? It don't matter because it's going to be mine. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, for some reason, you're thinking like, yo, this girl is the one, you know? She's the only one, right? And then you're like, woo, dodged a missile, not even a bullet. My goodness, Jesus, take the wheel. Thank you, Lord. Do you really want what you're asking for? Sometimes we don't even know what we're asking for, and we're having fun, but we're grateful for the prayers that weren't answered. Can I get an amen? So in the same way, though, we're asking for things sometimes that we're unsure if we want God to answer or maybe if we want to even walk in it. It's funny, I was telling you about Chandler, who you guys, some of you guys met, if you guys don't know her, and some of our good, Duke, who just yelled out, there are some of our good friends, Nicole and Tilo, I call Ryan Tilo, don't worry about it. Anyway, so Chandler, everyone say, hi, Chandler.
Hi, Chandler.
She loves, you know, she worked for Disney World, no big deal, Tinkerbell. Anyways, moving on. Seriously, she was Disney World, and moving on. Okay, she loves roller coasters. Anyone love roller coasters in here? And my family's in Northern California from the Bay Area. Shout out the Yay Area, okay? And now they live in the Valley. It's okay, but they're there. Cheaper rent, all right? So we would drive up the 5 and the 99. I want you to hear me. And every time we leave from Huntington Beach, because I was living here, we're gone for a few months, but we coming back, fam. Don't worry, we coming back. So we would drive, and every time we would drive past Six Flags, Magic Mountain, Chandler was like, this is the moment. She kept thinking every time I was going to surprise her with, like, guess what? We're not seeing family. Magic Mountain time. And every time she'd be like, she'd like send subtle hints like, oh my goodness, that's so amazing. You know what I mean? Like, look at the roller coasters. That would be cool to see, huh? Right? Every time. And anytime I drive, she would get disappointed and she would be kind of frustrated. And I'd be like, is everything okay? And she's like, it's fine. And you'll understand that more when you get married. You know, that when you ask your wife, is everything okay? And they say, it's fine. You go, she tararabosondarabona. You know, just speak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right? It's us. We're the problem. Husbands, you're the problem. Guys, faster to the cross, right? Just repent. Your wife is always right. It's true, right? So one of these times, I'm like, you know what? I'm a surpriser with some Six Flags. And I surprised her with Six Flags, and we're like, guess what? We're going, no way. And the Tilos are coming too, no way. And we go, and we ride 10 straight roller coasters in literally 3, 4, 5 hours. It was crazy. It was wild. And at the very last roller coaster, actually all the way through, I could see Chandler. This is pre-baby, pre-pregnancy. Don't worry about it. So she's like, she walking like this. And we're on the Riddler, I think. And we're standing, you know, I think it's the standing one. And I'm like, I see her. I'm like, you, and I have a holy hatred of throw up. I don't like it. Please don't throw up around me. I'm out. But I got a baby now, and I'm used to the. My baby can throw up. Nobody else. Please, I'll be running. Someone else can help you. You know, Victoria, Les Chappelle, they can help you. I can't help you. I'm sorry. Okay, listen. I look at Chandler. I'm like, yo, you better not throw up. Don't do it. Right? Don't you do it. And she walked out. You know, she walked down. She's like, has everyone been feeling sick since the first roller coaster? And we were like, what? No, it's been amazing. We've been flipping upside down and doing everything. And for the next week, she had like part of vertigo and was sick literally for a straight week. And we just realized that roller coasters are not in her future. Okay, like it's okay. But again, I want you to think about this question. She so thought that she wanted to ride roller coasters. She's going to love them from afar when Pops and Pippa are rolling. You know what I'm saying? But here's the truth, right? She so thought she wanted that, but she didn't realize it wasn't what she needed. And I want you to think about this, is that so much of the times we're singing these crazy songs, tsunamis of revival are crashing on the floor, on the floor and the shore, both. They're crashing on the floor and the shore. Tsunamis of revival crashing on the shore. A movement of your spirit like we've never seen before, right? And every eye, say it with me. Come on. The coming up, right? So tsunamis are coming, right? A movement of the spirit. Every eye will see the glory of the Lord, right? We sing these crazy songs. Yeah. Jesus, use me. Have your way. And then we wonder why, God, I just feel used by you. God, I just feel, I don't understand what's happening. Because we don't have an understanding of the songs that we're singing or what we're saying. And I said this to the school. I said that the Dead Sea, you might have heard this before, but the Dead Sea has thousands of fresh water gallons pouring into it. But it's dead because it doesn't have an outlet. We are the most oversaturated generation in content, but we're fruitless because we don't have activity in our life. Can I get an amen? Come on, I'm coming for myself too. All of us, it's family. Like I said, I'm not doing it you versus me. I'm saying for all of us, we're wondering why activity is in our life. Well, we're waiting for special Mr. Someone or Mrs. Someone to come speak into our life, our favorite speaker, when God said, I've called you, I've appointed you, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And guess what? God's sending us here. Could it be us in this room? God is going to use us to see great awakening and revival across California and the globe. You know what I tell people? We're in Houston on assignment for one day, Houston, and we'll tell you more about that later. It's incredible. God's moving. Hundreds of churches. It's just amazing. God moving in power. We did stuff at One Day LA. But I want to encourage you that when people leave California, I go, no, we going back. Why? Because we have an assignment of unfinished business here in California. Can I get an amen? And so what I want you to think about is that your expression is the direct result of your experience and your encounter. Many times we don't share the love of Jesus in our faith. Why? Because we aren't equipped. Everyone say we're not equipped. I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. You don't share the love of Jesus because you're not equipped. Everyone say equipped. And we have yet to encounter a love too good to share. So what do we say? We say, Jesus, use me. Can I be honest? Can I come for all of us? Can I come for myself? Listen, when I'm saying this, I'm coming for myself first. But here's the thing is, like, we come together and we're so good at going to the next hot gathering and the next big thing. But the truth is this. Could it be that God is going to use the people in this room to change the world? I believe so. And I believe that's why you've come on a Monday night. You don't have to be here. You don't have to pull up on a Monday night. That's why we chose years ago Monday night. It was like the least attractive day to gather as a believer. And we said, we just want the hungry. We just want the willing. We just want those that are gritty and willing to do whatever it takes. And that's you in the room. And so I'm challenging you because it's in your heart and in your DNA. And I feel like I want to push you over the top to say, do you really want what you're asking for? So we say this. We say, Jesus, use me. Yeah, you could say that, but I'm saying, we say, Jesus, look at the people in the Bible. When God said, I'm going to have a call of God on your life, it was months and years of preparation. And we feel like, God, I'm an evangelist, but because it doesn't happen in 3, 6, 9 months, we're like, God, I'll do a different calling. No, God is preparing us for what he's launching us into, amen? Whatever it takes, everyone say, whatever it takes. How many of the times is whatever it takes, right? Is that Lindy's song? I think, whatever the cost, right? I'm in for one. You didn't know I was a worship leader. I'm a big deal, okay? And it's Jesus, right? You like that? No big deal. But are we willing to do whatever it takes? Or do we just sing songs we don't mean? Can we be honest? We're so sensitive sometimes, right? I'm so sensitive sometimes. Are we singing songs we're never willing to apply? And if so, we should just go to In-N-Out right now, right? But the truth is, I don't think that's you. And we want to do whatever it takes. We want to know, what does it really take? We want to carry faith. And I wrote this down. I said, what does faith look like? Culture is like humidity. It's all around you. Not just what you say, it's you 24/7. And what we want is, we want climate control kingdom, and Jesus wants full 24/7 kingdom. Right? And I was talking with my buddy Brad in the back. I love Brad Owens. If you don't know the Owens family, you need to. They're the greatest. And we were just chopping it up during worship as we were worshiping and chopping, you know? And, you know, you could chop and worship. It's beautiful. And wrote this thing out. You know, I think it was, again, some of these lines are from friends of ours. I think this line's from Christine Kane. There's a line from Tim Ross. There's a line from Jensen Franklin. And I want to let you know that, again, anyone on the stage here, I just want you to know, there's nothing special about who we are. We just said yes to Jesus, and Jesus took our yes and did more than we could ever think. And so don't ever listen to a lie that, like, oh, I can't be that talented or that gift. No, just keep giving God your yes. Keep giving God your yes. Yes has got you to here. Now another tonight, a big yes is going to get you to where God wants to take you. But it's going to, can I tell you what I'm coming after? I'm coming after yourself. I'm coming after your selfishness. I'm coming after your throne. Coming after your throne, and we're asking God, is Jesus sitting on a throne, or are we sitting on our throne? Because it's so easy as Christians to say, you know what, God, I want to live in revival culture. Get ready, I'm coming. But we don't want to live the revival lifestyle. And this is, I think this is Chris. Chris Kane said this one. She said, you can't change a world you're not in, and you can't change the world you're not. Sorry, I butchered it. Here we go again. Restart. You can't change a world you're not in, and you can't change the world you're the same substance as. So a lot of us want to go to the lost, but we're not willing to be the first that go there, right? So we're okay with being here, but God's saying, I'm sending you to the lost and broken. We can't change a world we're not in. At the same time, sometimes we feel like we need to be in a world and we need to be the same. The world don't want someone that looks like them. Come on, we can't change the world if we're in the world and we're the same substance. We can't change the world. Can I get an amen? Come on, I'm preaching. I'm sweating. You better give me an amen. We can't change the world that we're the same substance as. Amen? Okay, we're going to read this again, and then we're going to go through this, and we're going to worship, and then we're going to do an application. We're going to be done. Okay? Here we go. Matthew 11 says this. Are you tired? We're going to read it again. I want you to hear. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Everyone say real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Can I get an amen? So that word in rest, please let the Fiji water not spill on the laptop, but that's okay. Jesus, take the wheel. That word rest in the Greek is to refresh the soul of anyone. It means soul care. man, do we need soul care right now? And again, we're huge, Chandler and I, the fan, we're huge proponents of counseling and getting healthy practically, but there's nothing that could get you fully healthy like the rest and peace of God. If you are anxious tonight, let's destroy those chains. If you are depressed tonight, let's destroy it. Come on. If you walked in here suicidal, I had a friend of mine in Houston, and he messaged me. We were going to be doing a Zoom, and one of his friends went to an Ivy League university. He told me, man, one of my buddies, he took his life. If you're in here and you're thinking about taking your life, don't leave without talking to someone. And when you talk to someone, say, I want to kill myself. And tonight, freedom could happen for you. But for some reason, we just want to sit and play church and be all good. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. How you doing? We're doing great. But we walk in with chains and we leave with the same chains. And tonight's not a night like that. But it takes transparency. It takes transparency. A pastor said transparency is like allowing someone to walk around in your home of your life. It's important for us to know that we want to be transparent with what's happening. So here we go. Rhythms of grace. Everyone say rhythms of grace. If you're taking notes, keep writing those out. Rhythms of grace. So grace is unmerited favor. Everyone say unmerited favor. Okay, we're going to look at three things. We're going to go brief, okay? And then we're going to worship, and then we're going to apply. Does that sound good? It might be longer, but I'm Latino, so it works that way, all right? Okay, we're going to look at walking. Everyone say walking. Working. And watching. Okay, I want you to write these three things down. Walking. Working and watching. We want to be practical in this. Again, we want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Don't just listen because your friend brought you here. Listen like your life depends on it. And not because I'm speaking, right? Remember, I'm just the conductor host. The Holy Ghost is lit. And I say Holy Ghost because I'm Pentecostal. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is about to wreck your life like you've never been wrecked before. I promise you, if you would just give God every aspect of your life. Some of you guys walked in here, you're like, I thought I was coming to some kind of karaoke night. My buddy just lied to me, said I'd buy you food to come here. Tonight's your night to give your life to Jesus. It's the best decision you can make. And also another thing is that when I'm talking right now, some of you guys are going to realize that you've had a relationship with religion and not Jesus. And you can make a commitment. Some of you guys, when I'm talking, you've realized you've had a relationship with worldly Jesus, even though that's not a thing. And you're going to repent for all your compromise because God's love doesn't give us permission to sin, but his love is a platform to never sin again. Can I get an amen? We can't change the world we're the same substance as. Can I get an amen? So we're going slow, and then we're gonna ramp up, right? So when we are in tune with Jesus, there's always faith, hope, and love. All right, faith, hope, and love. Faith for the impossible, hope for the future, and love for all humanity. So know, when we're walking, working, and watching, there's always faith, hope, and love. Faith for the impossible, hope for the future, and love for all humanity. Now, I'm going to paraphrase some things. I want you to look it up. Go to your Bible teacher, scholars. Fact check me. I'm okay if I'm wrong with things. But we don't have time to look at all the verses. I'm going to paraphrase, okay? So the first one is walk with me. I want you to write this down. I want to look at two brief people, okay? And I'm going to paraphrase. Abraham with God, right? So Abraham's home. He's in this crazy moment, and God comes to him when he's super old. Him and Sarah says, you're going to have children. They're like in their 70s. They're like, are you kidding me? And then God says, I'm calling you to be a father of many nations. What? And then what does he do? He takes him out of his land that he's known. He takes him out of his father's land, even worshiping these household idols. And he says, I want you to walk with me. And Abraham's like, I don't even know who this is. And he has an unfolding revelation that he's talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's walking with God. But here's what happens. I want you to think about this. Abraham, right? Abraham has another guy that came with him, and his name was Lot. Everyone say Lot. And I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to write this down. This is an important question. Is, are you walking with God, or are you walking with someone who's walking with God? So I'm going to need some help from Tilo and Zach real quick. Tilo and Zach. Okay, Tilo, you'll be Jesus, and Zach, you'll be Zach. Just for the sake of it, okay? Come on up, Jesus. Can we give it up for Jesus? He's not actually Jesus, okay? For the sake of the moment. Okay, so Zach is my school leader. YWAM, Circle Rock Experience, you're the greatest man ever. Mentor me, you know, like, right? So I'm here, and we lie to ourselves saying we're on fire because we're in a community that's on fire. But what happens if we're not around the community? Are we still on fire? So Abraham, stay up here real quick, and we're going to walk, and I'm going to show you. Abraham had this cousin or this nephew, Lot, And what happened was God said, I didn't ask you. God said, I want you to leave your home. And he's brought Lot with him. He's like, I'm going to leave everything but my nephew. I'm going to bring him with me. And then God says, no, you need to leave everything until I fulfill the blessing over your life. And Abraham walked with God, but Lot did not. Lot walked with Abraham, who walked with God, right? Okay, so this is Abraham, right? Jesus, Zach, Sam, Abraham, Jesus, I'm Lot. So keep going, walk. So me and Zach just chatting about, and I'm like, I just feel so close to God, man.
Me too, brother.
Amen, brother. You can walk down there. We can walk around. We could have some family time. All right, look at me on this journey, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and then I'm like, hey, Zach, I gotta go. Oh. But good to see you.
Blessings.
So Zach walks off with Jesus, and I'm walking over here, and I'm wondering, where's my relationship with Jesus? It's because I was never walking with Jesus in the first place. I was walking with someone who walked with Jesus. Can I preach right now? Can I get an amen? I mean, I need some help. I'm a amen myself. Hang on, come back over here. We need to make sure that we're not walking. It's important to have mentors, but we need to know, are you walking with Jesus? Right? Are you walking with Jesus? So Zach, stay there, right? So if I leave, even though Jesus is everywhere, right? And here, right? So if I'm walking with Jesus, I know that wherever God takes me, I'm walking with Jesus. Will you ask yourself this question? Are you walking with God, or are you walking with someone walking with God? And if you're walking with someone who's walking with God, that's beautiful. But can I encourage you? Walk with God. Walk with Jesus. Because if we're not careful, we'll realize him. And here's what happens. Okay, Jesus, go over there. And I'm all the way over here. And it's been 10 years. And I'm like, man, I'm deconstructing my faith. Why? My leader, man, he was so close to me. So go ahead, go sit in the corner and just sit in the rest. Go ahead, sit in the rest. But you're still in the analogy, okay? Sit in the rest. I'm deconstructing. Why? And I blame my leader. I blame my church. I blame my ministry because I never had a relationship with Jesus. And it's way easier to blame someone else than take ownership over our life. Some of us are getting revelation right now. Can I get an amen? Come on. It hurts so good. Everyone say it hurts so good. That we've blamed problems on other people that were our problems because we never had a relationship with Jesus in the first place. We knew about him, but we didn't know him. We walked with Jesus with somebody else, but we didn't ever personally walk with Jesus. I want you to think about that. Are you walking with God, or are you walking with someone who is walking with God? Can I get an amen from somebody? Another story, we don't have time to go into it, but I'll paraphrase it. It's one of my favorites. It's in Luke 19, Mark 10, Matthew 19. It's about a rich young ruler and a blind man named Bartimaeus. And the rich young ruler went up to Jesus and said, hey, how do I gain eternal life? And Jesus goes through all these things, and then ultimately he says, give up everything and follow me. And the rich young ruler said he walked away because he couldn't give up everything. That was the one thing he wasn't willing to do. But blind Bartimaeus, just a few verses later, he's yelling out, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was blind. He couldn't see. And he could have went to God and he could have said, why was I born this way, or what happened? But what he do is it was his hunger and his desperation and his commitment. What happened? He got immediately healed, and immediately he followed Jesus on the way. Even though Bartimaeus was physically blind, he spiritually saw. Even though the rich young ruler could physically see, he was spiritually blind. Because if you think about this, I want you to think about it. If this rich young guy knew, we don't even know his name. If this rich young guy knew who was standing in front of him, don't you think he would have sold everything? Someone say, of course.
Of course.
But the truth was, he wasn't willing to walk with Jesus. I want to ask us our question. Are we walking? Jesus is asking us, would you walk with me? I want you to think about this. I want you to ask yourself this question. Who are you walking with? Everyone say, who are you walking with? Come on, talk to your neighbor. Say, who are you walking with? The second one. Can I give two more? Can I give two more and then we'll be done? Can I give two more and we'll be done? Everyone say, work with me.
Work.
Say it like you mean it. Say, work with me.
Work with me.
I want you to write this question down, okay? I want you to write this question down. How are you working? How are you working? And the three things I felt prompted from the Holy Spirit was, are we working religiously? Are we working rebelliously? Or are we working radically? How are you working, right? So, okay, maybe you're walking with God. That's great, because all of us and many of us in this room are. But if we're really honest, there might be a good number of us that are not walking with Jesus. We've just walked with people walking with God. And that's why we're hopping around all these places, because we're trying to find Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I'm here for you, and I want to walk with you. Amen? The second one is, how are you working? Religiously, rebelliously, or radically? I'm reading this out. Impossible situations are a setup for God to get all the glory. We must activate our faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
When we're going OTNT real fast. When God called Gideon, man, he said, he was threshing wheat in a wine press. God goes, you're a mighty man of valor. Everyone say, mighty man of valor.
Mighty man of valor.
And literally what happens is Gideon goes, nah, I'm the weakest tribe and I'm the weakest in my family. I'm capital W, weak. Everyone say, weak. And God goes, no, you don't get it. You don't know what I've called you to. He rallies 33,000. Still Jesus, or still God says, hey, 33,000, that's too many. You'll think that you won because of your strength and not because of what I did. He goes, I want you to tell anyone who's scared to fight, hey, if you're scared, go home, you know? And then everyone said, what had happened was I got to leave, and 22,000 left. And then Gideon's like, oh, snap. We're fighting an army more than the sand on the seashore, and only we got 10,000 people? We going to die. And then God goes, still too many. And he goes, say what? And he says, take them down to drink some water. And if they lap the water, keep them. Or if they bring it up to their mouth and look around and are aware and observant, keep them. But if they lap it like a dog, send them home. 9,700 drank that water like a dog and went home. Gideon goes, 300? Are you kidding me? We're done. An impossible situation is a setup for God to get all the glory. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Come on, what God is doing and preparing for us, I had this moment, I can't go into it, I wish I could, about Elisha and the widow and the oil, right? And she says, please, would you, I'll just paraphrase, she said, please, would you just provide a miracle or my kids are going to be taken from me. And Elisha says, go out to all the city and gather vessels. Everyone say vessels.
Vessels.
And says, I want you to, what do you have in your hand? And Elisha says, what do you have in your hand? She goes, I got a little bit of oil. And Elijah says, go gather as many vessels as you can and pour that oil into there. And what happened? A supernatural miracle happened where the oil didn't stop flowing until the last vessel was grabbed. And what happened? I want you to think, I didn't want to touch into it, but I have to. Here it goes. I want you to think about this. Is that she goes to Elisha and she says, this is all the oil I have. And Elisha goes, sell what you have and pay off the debt for your children and then live off the rest. And imagine she had the perspective for her whole city. There was a famine in the land. Imagine she had the perspective for her whole town. She would have been gathering thousands upon thousands of vessels and could have fed the whole region. And in the same way, when people look at our generation, when people look at America, they say there's no hope. That's just empty vessels. And what are we saying? No, we're gathering the vessels. We're gathering our friends. We're gathering our family. Why? Because impossible is just a setup for a miracle. I've seen God work. Can I get an amen? I've seen what God does. All I need to do is gather them, and the oil of the Holy Spirit's going to pour into them, and everything could change. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
How are you working? I want you to ask yourself this question. How are you working? Last one, and then we're going to watch how I do. If I could get the band to come up, because we're going to do a little encounter moment that we're going to do, go into evangelism. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the prodigal son versus the older son. Okay? Everyone say, work with me. Come on, everyone say, work with Jesus. The prodigal son and the younger son and the older son, the younger son said to his father, give me my inheritance. I'm not waiting for you to die. And he squanders it. And then we know the story. He comes back. The father's looking at him. He runs to him. It's a beautiful story. If you haven't read Luke 15, I want you to read it. But the older son wasn't able to celebrate the younger son coming back because he was working but religiously. The younger son was working rebelliously. The older son was working religiously. And the father says to the older son, come in. And he goes, you haven't even thrown me a party, and I've been with you since day one. And the father says this to the older brother. He says, your brother that was dead is now found. He was dead, he's now alive. He was once lost, and now he's found. I think for us, when we ask ourselves this question, are we working like the older brother religiously? Are we working like the younger brother rebelliously? Or are we working like the Father and Jesus radically? When we're talking about walking with Jesus and working with Jesus, when we work with God, it's faith-filled. Everyone say faith-filled.
Faith-filled.
I want you to ask yourself this question again. I wish I could go into it. We don't have time for it. It says this. Are you working? I wrote this down. I want you to ask this question. Are you working to get recognition or to let God get the glory? Are we working with God so that people know, I brought revival? It was me. It was my church. It was my ministry. It was my family. Look at what I did. It doesn't mean that we can't celebrate and post what happens, but are we doing that for our own reputation? Are we doing that because we want to be seen as someone who is working with God? Or are we saying, God, I want you to get all the glory? Whatever it looks like, God, I want to work with you. I want to be a part of being moved by you, God. I want to be a part of shaping a generation. I want to see America flipped upside down, whatever it takes. Are we saying, God, I want to work with you, not at the expense of my own name? Is your work marked with faith? Last one, as we get the keys and the pads up here and we're going to worship together and then we're going to do some evangelism. We're going to go, I promise. But the last one I want you to ask yourself is, Jesus said, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do. And I love this story, and I'm going to paraphrase again. And I feel like I could have just preached on this one guy, Peter, this whole thing. Because when Jesus first calls Peter, Jesus goes, hey, follow me. And then he just bounced. That's the thing about Jesus. When he'll ask you to come and we go, he's not going to stay stagnant, right? And so Peter goes to walk with God. He even works with God 3 years in full-time Jesus ministry. Imagine that, seeing everything. The dead raised, the sick healed, the leper cleansed, right? He saw everything move. He saw incredible things. And then Jesus dies on a cross. And his whole world gets flipped upside down because in his mindset, in the disciples' mindset, I'm telling you truly what they thought Jesus was going to come in as the conquering king. But the thing about Jesus and every theme in the Bible, it flows throughout that Jesus is both the conquering king and the suffering lamb. And they were expecting Jesus to come and overthrow the political Roman Empire. And so Peter, after Jesus dies, it's been 3 days. They thought, people said he rose from the grave. Of course, the women saw him first because, women are more, closer to Jesus than we are as guys. Come on, let's just be honest. It's true. It's funny. We don't have time to go into it, but it says this. The women come back and they say, we saw Jesus. And they're like, they just saw visions. Isn't that like so much shade? Moving on from that. Don't worry, ladies. We trust you. We believe in you. Lead us, guide us. Come on, brave love. Amen. Where are the women? So Peter goes, I'm going back fishing. And I have this whole message. We're not going to touch on it. But he persuades 7, including himself, of the 11 disciples to go back to their old life. But the crazy thing is when you've encountered Jesus, your old life doesn't satisfy anymore. He used to be a professional fisherman. He couldn't even catch fish, right? And what happens? Jesus shows up on the shore of his heart and actually the shore of the Sea of Galilee and says, cast your net on the other side. They see so much fruit. Peter swims to the shore, 100 yards, a football field. He's trying once again to prove himself that he's worth it. And what does Jesus say? He says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And what he's doing is he's bringing Peter to the end of himself to realize that it takes God to love God, right? We don't work for God's love. We work from God's love. And so when we look at this about walking with Jesus, working with him, and watching him, when Peter had that revelation, come on, lean forward with me for a second. When Peter had that revelation in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell, 40 days after they crucified Jesus, Peter steps up and gives the first apostolic message and sees 3,000 saved in a day. And you know what his message is? Read Acts 2. He says, you guys, you think we're drunk on wine? Uh-uh. You guys who killed Jesus. He goes through the whole gospel and he says, repent. The kingdom is at hand. It's near. And it says 3,000 were added in a day. And what do? They broke bread. They lived together. No one had any need, right? They went into the temple. They read the word. And it multiplied. And what happened? Persecution hit. And what does persecution do? It scatters us to make greater impact. They were gathered to scatter, to gather, to scatter. So I want you to think about this as we're ending. What are you watching? What are you giving? Think about the last month, the last week, today. What are you watching? Your attention defines your adoration. What we look at is who we become. And here's the invitation again. We're going to end, I promise. But our invitation is to walk, work, and watch Jesus. I just felt like when I thought of devotion, as I prayed for tonight, as I prayed for all of us, I wanted to walk a little slower through this. No pun intended, walk, moving on. I wanted to walk a little slower because I want to think about that. It's an invitation into a relationship and a journey with Jesus. We're going to have so many amazing, important moments where we gather like this. These Monday nights have been explosive. The top is going to, it's just going to continue to explode. But then God's going to scatter us. And when we're scattered, if we're not walking with Jesus, what's going to happen? The enemy's not afraid if we start well, it's when we finish well. And our heart as Circuit Riders, the reason you're drawn here is because you're drawn for one thing, and that's Jesus, for him to get all the glory. And for him to, for us to know God. We say in YWAM this, we say know God and make him known. And I felt like the Lord wanted us to have an invitation to know the ways of God and to share the ways of God. Amen? Last thing, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to do a little bit of evangelist time, then we're going to go. All right? It says this. I wrote this out. That Jesus invites us to walk with him, work with him, and watch him. He won't ever leave us or forsake us. He came for us and sends us for others. Encountering the radical love of Jesus automatically causes a response. We must share. We have seen, and we must share. So I want to do two things. One, I already said I would give this opportunity. But if you are just stirred up, and when I've been talking, you're like, you know what? I've never given my life to Jesus. Or maybe you realized, man, I thought I gave my life to Jesus, but I've been religiously working or rebelliously working. I'm serving Jesus, but a religious version. Or I'm serving Jesus, but a worldly version that allows me to live in my sin. Tonight's the night where you give your full yes. You might be on staff with Circuit Riders. You might be a student, or you might have just walked in here. Okay, I want you, everyone real quick, to bow your heads and close your eyes. Come on, because this is just between you and the Lord. All right, this is between you and God. And I'm going to count to three. And whether this is your first time or your last time, what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you want to give your life to Jesus, whether for the first time or the last time. No one looking around. And the invitation is, are you walking with him? Are you working with him? Are you watching what he does? And this is the greatest decision you can make. Lord, we just pray right now. You've brought every person in this room. You know exactly what they're looking for. You know exactly what they're searching for. As your head is bowed and your eyes are closed, you have been trying to fill this God-sized shaped hole in your heart with everything else the world has to offer, religion has to offer, friends and family have to offer, and only Jesus can fill that. If you're in this room and you know you got to get right with Jesus, and you know whether for the first time or for the last time, this is the greatest decision you can make, okay? On the count of three, I want you to lift your hand. One, man, Jesus loves you so much. Two, this is the best decision you can make. Three, with no one looking around, if that's you, I want you to lift up your hand. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else, lift up your hand. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else, lift up your hand. Thank you. 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 Come on. Put your hands down. If you lift it up the first time, don't lift it up again. I'm going to say it again. And if you know you got to get right, whether for the first time or the last time, and you got to rededicate your life to Jesus. If you lift it up already the first time, don't lift it up again. But if you know you got to get right with Jesus, I want you to lift it up on three. Ready? One, two, three. If that's you, I want to see your hand so I can say thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We love you guys. Thank you for making. Come on three. Can we just make the best shout to Jesus for every person? One, two, three. Thank you, God. We're going to pray this in our seats, and then I'm going to make the invitation. We're going to do a little bit of worship, and then we're going to do a quick application before you leave, okay? Does that sound good? So I want you to head bowed, eyes closed, and pray this with me. Say, Jesus. Everyone in the room, say, Jesus, we thank you so much for dying on a cross, for rising from the grave. Man, say this with me. Say, man, Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. So tonight, I confess my sin. Your word says that the wages of sin is death, but that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So tonight, Jesus, forgive me, cleanse me, wipe my slate clean. And tonight, I say yes, Jesus, to you being my Lord and Savior. Over my life. I want to walk with you. I want to work with you. I want to watch how you do it. Holy Ghost, fill me up. I'm ready for it. Whatever it takes. Amen. Yeah, we can make it. We can put our hands together. We can put our hands together.
Okay, so before we do our activation piece, which we are, we're gonna worship for about 5 or 10 minutes. Here's what I want you to do. You've known Jesus, a lot of us have, but you're like, God, I want to walk with you in a deeper, I want to have a deeper love encounter. Tonight's my night, and you know it. You've got freedom things, you've got things standing in the way. Here's what I want you to do, is we're all gonna stand up. Come on, everyone, stand up real quick. And if that's you, I want you to make your way out of the chair all the way up here. If you can't get up here, I want you to move around. And you're saying, God, I want to encounter your love in a fresh way. If that's you, you're saying, I'm willing and ready to see revival in my generation. If that's you, if you're saying, God, I want to walk with you, come on up. Come on up. If it's just a few of us, that's okay. But it's a lot more of us. And you're saying, God, I want a fresh love encounter. Maybe you've already had it, but you're saying, God, I want to be touched again. Come on up. Come on up. We'll wait for you. We'll wait for you. Keep coming. Keep coming. If you can't make it all the way up here, what I want you to do is I want you to get out of your chair and move to the front, to the side. Get, just make some form of movement. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come on. If that's you, you're just saying, God, I want to walk with you. I want to work with you. I want to watch you. If that's you, you're saying, I don't want to wait another minute, another second. Lord, I want a fresh love encounter. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't wait. Don't look to your friend. Don't worry. If you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you got addictions, if you got whatever's going on in your life, tonight's the night for breakthrough. Come on up. Come on up. Don't act like you got it all together. Tonight's your night for freedom. Amen. Tonight's your night for freedom. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Amen. I want you to lift up your hands. And we're going to worship. Some of us are going to go throughout and lay our hands on you, but we're going to meet with Jesus tonight. If you haven't responded yet, and you're and in worship you feel to respond, make your way up, or maybe you're responding right where you're at. We're going to meet one more time with Jesus for a fresh encounter and to be activated with the love of Jesus to reach our generation. I want you to say this with me. Say, Jesus, I want to walk with you. I want to work with you. I want to watch you. Lord, I want a fresh love encounter. I want to know what it means to love like you love Jesus. I want to see fruit in my life. Okay, I'm going to pray for you and then we're going to worship. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, I know we're going a few more minutes over. But Lord, tonight, we want to throw every rule, every religiosity, every chain out the window. We want to not worry what we look like, Lord. We want to worship and we want to be encountered by your love. Lord, I pray tonight, would you meet us like you always do, but in a fresh way. Lord, as we talk about devotion unto evangelism, Lord, would you mark us with a love that's too good to keep to ourselves, Lord, as we worship. Okay, we're going to worship and then we're going to be trained. Come on, let's worship together.
Oh, thing that blesses you. I wanna be the oil. I wanna be the sacrifice. I wanna be a laid down lover all my life.
We're gonna keep marinating this for a few more minutes, and then we're gonna shift gears, which is gonna make sense, and we're gonna practice sharing our testimony, and we're gonna go out. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pray, but first I'm gonna have Chloe pray for us. And I feel like Chloe's carrying something so special in this season, isn't she? Like, I feel like she's walking into something so brand new, and it's so fun. Like, honestly, this is true.
I love you.
I love you, Chloe. I was thinking that when she was singing this song of Tsunamis, and I was thinking about you wrote that so many years ago, and thinking through, this is a partial fulfillment of what we're seeing, and it's just going from glory to glory. And I feel like one thing that's amazing about Chloe is she's given God her yes, and she's never looking back. And she's got this radical zeal and this purity and this hunger for the love of Jesus. And I'm going to have her pray over us. And here's the desire. And then her and Lucas and Olivia and the team, they're going to sing. We're going to just say, God, the veil between boredom and encounter is very thin. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't let this just be another worship night. Let's push past that for ourselves. And I feel like God wants to meet us all individually in such a unique way. Amen. So I want you to close your eyes. I want you to open up your hands. And I feel like Chloe's going to have an impartation for what is going to be happening. And I feel like there's this almost like this. It happens when you do it, but there's this like love encounter when you sing, Chloe. And I feel like you're stepping into such a brand new thing. Not that you haven't been before, but you're carrying something fresh, and I saw it tonight. So I'd love for you to pray for us, and then we'll keep worshiping.
Check. Oh, there you go. I just hear the Lord say, I've picked you. I picked you, and I won't change my mind. You're my guy. And every word he's spoken over you, he meant it the first time. You don't need confirmation. You don't need another encounter. He meant what he said the first time. So right now, tonight, Jesus, we banned all fake fear that you have not chosen us, that you have not picked us, that you look to the left and to the right of us. Jesus, right now, we see your eyes of fire looking over us, directly at us, directly at you. And he says, I have chosen you. I have chosen you. I have chosen you. Jesus, we say yes. We say you have chosen us. We don't need to have insecurity. We don't need to have second guessing. We don't need confirmations. We don't need fancy people with microphones calling us out, Jesus. You've done it, and it's enough. So in Jesus' name, we cast out fear. In Jesus' name, we cast out a spirit of abandonment.
You know, we're gonna worship again, but I want you to think about this. Even as Chloe's praying, and it's been a year of passing, about a year of our pops, Brian Brent. And if you didn't get the chance to know him, he was incredible. And if Brian could meet you, he would tell you exactly what Chloe prayed. You're called, you're loved, you're ready, let's go. And what we would do in the early days is we gather in his garage, him and Christy, and we just believed crazy things. And what we found now is we just have a bigger garage. Tonight is just a bigger garage. That what we're believing for is that you're called, you're loved, and you're ready. And what we would do is Brian would give these crazy talks and a biblical foundation, and we would just believe it. And we would say, maybe it's us. Maybe God has called us, like Chloe prayed. Maybe it's now. I might not have all the words. I might stumble and stutter. And I want to encourage you tonight, when Lucas is about to sing and the team's about to sing, press past where you've been. And there's a deeper level tonight, but hear more than anything that the love of Jesus is so strong over your life. The call of God is so strong over your life that you're just getting started. Amen. So here's what I want you to do is don't worry what you look like. Don't worry what happens. Tonight is the night. We're going to go just a few more minutes before we activate our testimony and evangelism. Can we meet God tonight in a real way? Come on, we're going to sing together, and as Lucas sings, as the team sings, I want you to just have a fresh moment where you're saying, I'm going deeper than I've ever been. I'm going farther than I've ever been. I'm going higher than I've ever been, for the least, for the lost, for the broken. Can we do that? Come on, let's sing.
Go anywhere, I'll do anything, God. Just put me where you want me. Oh, put me.
Put me where you want me. I'll go anywhere. I'll do. To sing this again, but I don't know a better way to end tonight than just every eye focused on Jesus. All of our worship thrown on his feet. So just every eye closed. If you want to raise your hands, you can, but let's just focus on Jesus as we end tonight. Jesus, we give you our worship. As we say we'll go anywhere, God, we say we will give you our worship as we go. Our hearts set apart. You are the main attraction in this room, Jesus. Sing it with me.
And I will get you.
Sing it to him.
'Cause you alone, I long to worship. You alone.
It might be the first time you sang, but sing it.
And I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all.
You alone.
'Cause you alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy.
Just the voices.
And I will get you all my worship.
Lord, we thank you for what you did tonight, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for the lives that gave their yes to you, that were saved. Lord, we thank you for everyone that responded and came down. Lord, we just thank you for how you moved. We thank you what you did in worship. We thank you for the word, Lord. And as we get ready to go and we're doing our final take five activation, Lord, we pray, Lord, would you, I pray for a supernatural hunger to see people saved. Come on, if you want to see people saved, I want you to lift both hands up. If you want to see God move in your life, through your life, I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I pray for a supernatural hunger for the lost, Lord. I pray for a supernatural hunger for evangelism, God. I pray, Lord, that you would pour out an anointing, Lord, for soul winning. Lord, I pray that you pour out an anointing from this place, even this gathering, for thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions of lives saved, and not because of one special person, but because a generation is carrying the message of the gospel. Lord, you didn't just come and make us a little bit better. You brought us from death to life, Jesus. And we thank you so much in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand there. I want you to look at this. We're going to do 2 more minutes and then we're going to be done. I want you to look to the screen real quick. We're going to go to how can I have a relationship with God? Because here's the thing is we have the, not this one. Go next one. Next one. That's a beautiful one. Next one. We don't have time for that. That next one. Those are beautiful though. Those are beautiful. Okay, here we go. Because here's the thing. Please don't move around. Please don't leave unless your baby's crying. But here's what happens. We have such a beautiful time like this. God, you moved. It's amazing. Let's go get a 3x3 and let's do it. But then what happens is we don't go into a practical application, okay? And so I want you to look up here real quick, all of us, okay? Because we're all soul winners. We're all carrying this. We all have a testimony. It says, how can I have a relationship with God? Let's read that second line all together. You can stop playing. It doesn't have to be moody. That's fine. If you guys want to leave, you guys can leave too. Can we give it up for the band? You guys can stay there too if you want to. It's up to you. Yeah, we don't have to play. That's great. We love them. But this is where it gets real. No mood, no nothing. How can I have a relationship with God? You see where it says, what is God's word? Do you see where it says that? We're going to read that on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, here we go. The Bible tells us, hang on. The Bible tells us 3 things about God. Ready? On three. 1, 2, 3, go.
God is holy, pure, without sin. God is love,
wants all to know Him. We got to remember, right, that God is set apart. He's other than. He's holy. Everyone say He's holy. Right? So we're saying God is without sin, but He's also love, right? It says in 1 John that God is love, right? That He loves us. We talked in John 3:16 that He doesn't want to condemn us, but He loves us so much that He sent His Son. But the number three is important, that God is just. Everyone say He's just. Come on, it's not like God loves you. He does love us, but we have to make a response for our sin. Right? We said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, next slide. This is how simple it is, I promise you. Next slide. Okay, the Bible tells us 3 things. You see that? We're going to read it together. Don't worry. It's long, but that's all right. 1, 2, 3, go. No. You can read the top. Sorry, that's my fault. From the very get-go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, pause. How many? Say it like you mean. How many?
All.
There you go. Good job. Okay, next one. 1, 2, 3, go. Number 2. Okay, pause. Everyone say that's Bible.
That's Bible.
It's tough, but we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? Remember, tonight was devotion unto activation. So in a second, you're going to share with each other, and then I'll let you go. Don't worry. But I want to encourage you tonight or tomorrow, if you don't find anyone, to share your testimony, okay? And it's going to be real easy. Number 3, on 3. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
God's requirement for us is to be perfect. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Okay, pause. Someone say, I ain't perfect. Someone say,
Jesus, I need you.
Next slide. Here we go. We're almost done. Don't worry. All right, you see that? On three. 1, 2, 3, go. It's death, including separation from God.
All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Pause. Before there's good news, there's bad news. Or wouldn't it be good news? It'd just be news, right? All of us have been separated from God forever, but he came. I'm telling you. Okay, ready? But God did. Okay, all right. God, someone say, God did. We had this before Khaled did. You know what I'm saying? Okay, on three. Ready? One, two, three, go. Someone give me an amen. If you don't get it, I know we've been going for hours. I want you to hear this. God made him who had no sin, that's Jesus, that's our creator, to be sin for us. Everyone say, for who?
For us.
Yeah, that's right, for us. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I know I've been going long, but for 3 seconds, someone say the name of Jesus. Just for 3 seconds. So, next slide. Here we go. Okay, we're almost done. I promise you. Don't worry. Ready on three. Ready? One, two, three, go. Jesus is Lord. For with the heart a person believes and God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Keep going. Keep going. Somebody say that's Bible. Next slide. We're almost done. I promise you. Your response. Here we go. Ready on three. One, two, three. Come on. Someone say I'm an evangelist. I'm talking about you in this room. Next slide. We're almost done. To receive Jesus Christ. Look at this. I think this is the last slide, okay? On three. We're going to read it all out together and we'll be done. And then we're going to share it with each other and we'll be gone, okay? On three. Ready? One, two, three, go. Okay, anywhere here or in the Bible do we see that we have to bring him to our church or pastor or leader or someone who's super smart? No, it doesn't mean that you don't need to do that. I would encourage you to do it. But we can lead people to Jesus ourselves. Can I get an amen? Admit your sin or be willing to turn from your sins. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. Through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to be the Savior and leader of your life. Is there another slide? If not, turn it off. Is there another slide? Are we done? I think we're done. Right? Boom. Okay, here's what we're going to do. These manuals are for sale tonight, I think, if you want to buy one. But in the beginning of it, we didn't have time to go through, but it says salvation is in Jesus and not in religion. Everyone say it's in Jesus and not in religion. And remember, we have a testimony. Everyone say, I got a testimony. Where we were, everyone say, where we were, how Jesus met us, and where we are now. It's important for you not to kind of prolong your old life. Ever met anyone like that do that? Oh, I was this. I was the biggest gangster in the world. What's up? You know what I mean? And then the very last moment, you're like, I gave my life to Jesus. But you're more sad that you gave up your old life for the new life, okay? So here's what I want you to do. What God did, don't go into detail. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was suicidal. I was addicted. God met me, and I went from death to life. Amen? And it's as simple as that. So here's what I want you to do. As we end, what? Are we done? What happened? Are we good? We're good? Okay. Find someone next to you. Turn around. You have to be standing to do this, okay? So stand up if you're not standing. I want every single person to be doing this. And you are going to do your best to go through these moments to share the gospel with someone really simple, that he's loved, that he's just, that he's holy. Share your story. The next person's going to go, and then we're going to be done. On the count of three, I'm going to give you 1 minute, okay? And then we'll be done. Ready? One, two, three. Go ahead. We got 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds, and the next person's gonna go.
And time. High five them. High five. Okay, pause. Everyone, shh. Let me get your attention. Okay, here's what we want to do. If you are not a part of Circuit Riders, staff or student, can you raise your hand? You're not a part, but you're family, okay? Keep it up high. You're not a Circuit Rider, but you're family. Raise it up high. Okay, here's what we want to do. The next person's going to go, and then we're going to be done. This has been a long service. Welcome to Latino Pentecostal Church. But moving on. Okay, check this out. We want to invite you to come to on evangelism with us on Wednesdays. So this Wednesday, we're not having it. But next Monday night, we'll let you know, because we want to invite our Monday night crew to join us on evangelism. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to live the message. Amen? So final time, the person that didn't go, I want you to share the gospel, share your testimony. We're going to do better training, more training, and then we're going to be done. I'm going to give it to Zach for a few announcements, and we're going to be done. So you got 60 seconds to go. If you didn't go yet, go. Get ready on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
All right. Lead them through the prayer. Wrap it up. And give a shout to Jesus tonight. Can we thank Sammy tonight for bringing the word? Sammy, we love you, bro. Can we give it up for Sammy tonight?
Thanks for listening to a Circuit Rider podcast. For our full library of podcasts and more information about the Circuit Riders, visit us at circuitriders.com. To access worship, messages, and training courses, visit us at circuitriders.tv. To get involved with the day-to-day of what we do or see what's happening across the globe, you can follow us at Circuit Riders on Instagram. And finally, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.